Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Over the last 5 years. Now, he's been coaching in the National Football League, but up until that point, we'd have him on all the time.
Unlimited access.
Yeah, talking about a variety of stuff. But he is Chuck Smith.
Hey, man, that's Big Chuck Smith, Joe.
Appreciate you, fellas. It's good to be back. I haven't been back in a minute.
It's been a while.
In studio.
Especially in studio. He is the pass rush coach for the Baltimore Ravens. Now, we know they just lost in the playoffs. But for those of you who don't know, Chuck, obviously, Atlanta Falcon, lives here in Atlanta. So he gets a little time. And, man, we are so appreciative of you saying, hey, I want to come by and hang out. So thank you, first and foremost. Now I want to give the numbers, Mike, before we get into the meat of this, because the Ravens played the Chiefs this year. The Ravens played the Bills this year. The Ravens played the Commanders this year. Mm-hmm. And the Ravens played the Eagles. Who better to have insight into what's going to potentially go down this weekend than this guy right here, Chuck Smith? By the way, 2023, the Ravens were first in sacks in the NFL.
He got you Davion Clowney paid. Got a new deal.
He owes you some money. 2024, Mike, second in sacks in the National Football League. He is the pass rush coach. And by the way, this position is now something that's happening around the NFL because of this guy.
You know what, Carl? This guy's made millions of dollars coaching pass rush, putting guys in the league, getting guys ready for the combine.
Here you go. Man, first and foremost, how you feeling? You guys were close. You got the Ravens were really good. And I know it hurts, but you guys are right there.
Yeah, you know, it's tough, especially the finality of it. When the season, when it's over, it's over. And when that clock hits zero and you realize that you're not going to win the game, you know, you start thinking about back to scratch. You know what I mean? Especially when, you know, the expectations are like ours.
Super Bowl.
And you expect, and that's just how it goes. But the finality of it is like start from scratch. It's tough. You know what I mean? But you win and you lose. And that's the beauty of it. And the NFL season's set up to see to see who the weak are, to find out who the best are. So there's going to be 31 other teams that want to be the champion. But our time is coming.
I know, Chuck, you've had some great wins in your career, some heartbreaking losses like any great athlete. You know, coming back from Miami with those Falcons, that'd be tough. I couldn't imagine that plane ride coming back from Buffalo, man. It seemed like that would just be such a brutal experience.
At the end of the day, man, guys stick together. We got a real mature team, you know, so they understand, you know, how you win and why you lose and things like that. But, them dudes ain't like, man, they are already thinking about, you know, how to get better. That's the mindset of that organization. It's not looking back. Looking forward to them cats. We got some dudes, you know. It just happened that way.
Right. Yeah, and sometimes it doesn't go your way. Chuck Smith in studio with us, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. We're getting ready for the AFC-NFC championship games. I want to ask you about Kansas City. I want to start there. You guys played them early in the year. I think it was the first game of the year. Mm-hmm. They win 27-20. I'm just curious, like, what is this thing with Mahomes? That we continue to see, and whether it's at the beginning of the year, they came here and played the Falcons and escaped. I mean, like, we thought we should have won that game. But nevertheless, Chuck, just generally speaking about the Chiefs, man, like, you've seen these guys, and as I said, it was early in the season. Has a lot changed with their team, do you think, now that we see them in the AFC Championship game?
I mean, listen, people always talk about the Chiefs and we want to knock them off. This is, what, 7 straight AFC Championships? Come on now. I mean, you got everybody keeps saying they're not a good team. Who done beat them?
Right.
7 straight. So when you look at this team, man, they're fantastic. Patrick Mahomes, they're super smart. You know, when you especially trying to game plan against a guy like that, he knows you know, about your coverage. He knows he's just super smart, and they're on the same page. And those guys are, you know, phenomenal. And the offensive line, they're one of the best offensive lines in the league. They're fantastic.
We always know about, you know, the offense puts fannies in the seats, but the defense, I mean, the defensive line, and it's almost like, you know, they just grind out the wins this year. But Karlaftis has been a nice piece. Chris Jones didn't have a great year statistically, but talk about what they're doing defensively with the Chiefs.
Well, I just like what, you know, what Spags does. You know, Spagnuolo is one of the best, you know, coordinators in the game. And, you know, the thing about he does a good job with rushing coverage. Those guys get after the quarterback. You know, great coverage guys. And the thing about it, they play as a team. That's the most important part. You want everybody doing their 1 of 11. Mm-hmm. And that's, man, you watch that team. They don't make the mistakes. You never see anybody go over top on them. So, you know, you just give them a lot of credit. Plus, again, listen, they're a grown folk defense. You know, that's what I call it, like our guy.
Yeah.
You know, like the Steelers. Man, we grown folks. So, you know, with the grown folks, they're going to come one way or another. They're going to be coming each and every week. So when you look at the dominant D-lines and the guys who dominate – they grown folks. They ain't got a lot of young guys out there that, I didn't get the call. Oh, I missed my assignment. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. So when you really look at the teams that are in it, they got, like, mature grown men that are going to come to play.
It's Chuck Smith, guys, in studio with us talking about the games and just his experience this year. Again, pass rush coach for the Baltimore Ravens.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And by the way, just out of curiosity, for those who don't know, there's been this level of success with the Ravens. Starts with Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
I can't say enough about Mr. Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens, first and foremost. Everything he does is for the players. It's all about winning. Every day, the things that they have put together for the players, you know, the facilities. Mm. I know they got 5-star. If 5-star is the highest, it's 8-star. People want to be there. You know, the players want to be there. And that's where it starts. And then Harbaugh, I can't say enough, man. This dude is an incredible mind. He knows every level of the defense, of the offense, of the special teams, of how to do things. And the players just really love him, you know, and the way he manages, you know, the practices and all the stuff like that. John is phenomenal. Just the whole Harbaughs, they just love ball. And every second of the day, it's always about ball. And I respect that about John. And you see why the organization wins. And then you see why, and it's John. You know what I'm saying? And Eric and the players, we got some headbusters now.
Got right? Some guys.
I ain't gonna lie.
You got some dudes.
And they prime. So, right. You know, but it goes out to really Coach Harbaugh, man. He's phenomenal. He brought me in and said, you know, hey, Chuck, I believe in you. I've known you for a long time. You were in the Bill Walsh program. He told me, I'm gonna give you this opportunity. John seen the vision.
Right.
About there's a position of a pass rush coach that has significant value. You know, and John being really the first to put a person like me in that position of doing a lot more than just pass rush, you know, as far as that. So scheming and game planning and stuff. So John Harbaugh and Steve Bisciotti are phenomenal, incredible, and that's one of the reasons everybody wants to be there.
We've talked about, you know, cultures and teams and, you know, Ozzie Newsome, you know, what he did there and what, you know, again, the studs on defense, going all the way back to Ray Lewis and everybody who's played on that team. It seemed like Terrell Suggs and Ed Reed, all these guys. It's just like it's a personality. It defines it. Now you've got Lamar and you still got that defense. It's something, and guys are already hitting us up on the text line. Why wasn't Chuck ever D coach for the Falcons? Well, maybe we'll cover that later in the program. But it just seems like you're a tremendous resource. And it's a shame that we just didn't get to utilize you here. But now you're paying dividends at the next level, man.
Man, this is a blessing for me. This is my dream. You know what I'm saying? To teach the art of pass rush. But I'm glad it's with the Ravens. You can't be luckier than me.
Mm.
The way they have, you know, teach me and groom me and know my strength and my weaknesses. And that's John. You know, come and say, hey, here's what you do really well. Let's put you in position to have success. That's John Harbaugh. That's the vision. That's Mike McDonald. Hey, Chuck, this is what you need to do. You know, Zach Orr now.
Defensive coordinator.
Yeah, our D coordinator. You know what I'm saying? Dean Pease comes in dropping knowledge on me.
He was an analyst, right?
He came in to help support, you know, just from the standpoint of a support system.
Yeah.
And
Dean Pease guys was here with Arthur Smith.
Did a nice job making lemonade at 11s when we had the cap hit year and two.
And he's teaching. I mean, he's around, you know, because he's was a Raven, you know, for a long time. And so, but just the culture, the way the schedule works, the way we travel, the way they treat you, and I've seen it as a player and as a coach, I just see why they win. I see why all the coaches leave and get jobs and head jobs and things like that and coordinators and, you know, so it's just a credit to how they run the organization. The culture is phenomenal, man, and I can't say enough about it.
Two AFC North titles, guys, by the way, while Chuck's been there leading that pass rush and that defensive line. And sacks matter. Mike and I, we've had this conversation all year.
Sacks don't matter,
about
Carl.
About our team.
Here,
and, you know, look, we try to say, Chuck, for me, I've said, it's when these sacks happen. Right. Mike has said, we just don't get enough of them.
Well, it got to come down to, you know what has got to happen, Carl? Third down.
Right.
That's when you get, third down is a very key, Chuck, for getting a sack, isn't it?
Of course it is. Absolutely. I'm waiting for the question.
Don't do that.
We just don't do enough of it.
For decades.
Well, but here's the thing.
Carl looked at me like I got the answer. I'm like, he looking like.
Well,
was I supposed to ask the question?
No,
I don't even know.
No, you're looking at us because you know what we know, and that's fine. But as far as, you know, how do you create that? And I guess that's what I'm asking. Right. We got to take a quick break. Orin, I know we got to come back. I want to ask you, how do you create this? We need more of it. And as a matter of fact, Mike, we just hired our new defensive line coach.
Nate Olley, who is with Jeff Ulbrich with the Jets, just most recently with the Texans.
He comes down. D-line. Okay. So we're going to ask
I know him.
You know Coach Olley. All right.
Yes, sir.